The war's toll for the 7 days through the 24th of October 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who have been reported killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in the past 7 days, as well as the names of some Iraqi civilians who were reported killed on March 25th, 2003. But first, the numbers. As of the end of the day, October 24th, 2006, 3,042 coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,804 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 21,086 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. They also report, according to iCasualties.org, that 44,779 U.S. soldiers have suffered non-mortal casualties. Also, 366 private contractors have been reported killed in Iraq. I should also say that there are no numbers at this point of wounded soldiers of other nationalities. In the past week, then, 33 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 497 coalition soldiers have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 343 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 962 U.S. soldiers have been wounded, and also that 5,729 U.S. soldiers have suffered non-mortal wounds. The past week, then, one coalition soldier was reported killed in Afghanistan. Also, according to iCasualties.org, at least 93 Afghanis were killed in the past week, bringing the total in October of 2006 to at least 310 Afghanis. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the total Iraq civilian deaths is at 49,610. This information is derived from several verifications from press sources and other and official sources. We also note that a Johns Hopkins study recently released estimated the total of Iraqi civilian deaths at 655,000. That would put the total of Iraqis wounded since the invasion in March of 2003 at in the hundreds of thousands. In the past week, at least 262 Iraqis were reported killed, bringing the total in October 2006 to at least 1,243. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, is at $336.9 billion and counting. This is for just the Iraq war. For taxpayers in Idaho, your tax bill for the Iraq war is at $916.5 million and counting. Again, that's according to costofwar.com. I will now read the names of first Iraqi civilians who were reported killed on the 25th of March, 2003. Athreya Salem Abed Algil, 17-year-old girl. Ada Adam Slam, 24-year-old man. Ayub Muhammad Ali, 35-year-old man. Azez Akel Abed Lazez, 28-year-old man. Bassem Abed Al-San Abed, 19-year-old man. Ali Mahdiya Saeed, 20-year-old man. Ali Sadon, 21-year-old man. Ali Talb Salah, 18-year-old boy. Asad Abed Al-Sra, 10-year-old boy. Ashraf Khatyam Qasem, 5-year-old girl. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Afghanistan in the past week. Gary Wright, 22 years old, British Royal Marine, Glasgow, Scotland. And now the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq. On the 15th of October, Stephen Bicknell, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Prattville, Alabama. Also on the 15th of October, Lester Domenico Berencini, Jr., 33 years old, U.S. Army, Bakersfield, California. On the 17th of October, Joshua L. Booth, 23 years old, U.S. Marine, Fiskdale, Massachusetts. Also on the 17th of October, Garth D. Sizemore, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Mount Sterling, Kansas. Also on the 17th of October, Nathan J. Frigo, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Kokomo, Indiana. Also on the 17th of October, Norman R. Taylor III, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Blythe, California. Also on the 17th of October, Ryan E. Haupt, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Phoenix, Arizona. Also on the 17th of October, Christopher E. Loudon, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Brockport, Pennsylvania. Also on the 17th of October, Russell G. Culbertson III, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Amity, Pennsylvania. And also on the 17th of October, David M. Unger, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Leavenworth, Kansas. Also on the 17th of October, Joseph C. Dumas, Jr., 25 years old, U.S. Army, New Orleans, Louisiana. And also on the 17th of October, Daniel W. Weingart, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Counts, Texas. On the 18th of October, Jesus M. Montalvo, 46 years old, U.S. Army, Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico. Also on the 18th of October, Jose R. Perez, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Ontario, California. Also on the 18th of October, Daniel A. Brozovich, 42 years old, U.S. Air National Guard, Greenville, Pennsylvania. On the 19th of October, Eduardo Lopez, Jr., 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Aurora, Illinois. On the 20th of October, Kevin M. Witt, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Beardsley, Minnesota. Also on the 20th of October, Jose Argelio Ochoa Grove, 39 years old, El Salvadoran Army, El Salvador. On the 21st of October, Clifford R. Collinsworth, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Chelsea, Michigan. Also on the 21st of October, Nathan R. Elrod, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, no hometown or state given. Also on the 21st of October, Nicholas J. Manalkian, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Lathrop Village, Michigan. Also on the 21st of October, Joshua C. Watkins, 25 years old, U.S. Marine, Jacksonville, Florida. Also on the 21st of October, Tony Nyer, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Westfield, Pennsylvania. And also on the 21st of October, Eric W. Herzberg, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Severna Park, Maryland. This has been the War's Toll for the 7 days through October 24th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our heart goes out to all the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, neighbors in all countries.